Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you're at in the world when you see this or what time of day it is when you hit the play button. My name is Jared. I'm your host here. This is the very first episode of a new podcast I'm creating called The Vulnerable Perspective. The purpose behind this podcast is to discuss things that are vulnerable, that could potentially be triggering, that cause people to get a little emotional and to respond irrationally, where the goal is to be able to discuss those varying topics, those varying perspectives in a respectful manner. That is the idea. And it can range anywhere from politics to religion to LGBTQ+, to relationships, to specific situations, to abusive behaviors, narcissistic tendencies, the different attachment styles, whatever the case may be. There's nothing that we are unwilling to discuss as long as it can be done respectfully. And the goal with all of this is to do a lot of solo episodes, but at the same time, bring some people in to have some interview style episodes, as well as some back and forth commentary where we discuss the different perspectives one-on-one, where it's going to be me and a female. There will be men coming on as well that will discuss some things. And then there will be times where it will be myself, another male, and a female, so we can have different conversations, as well as myself and two other females. I think it's great to be able to have these conversations and do this with varying ideals on how things should be, could be, would be, right? And to use these moments to try to understand somebody else's, you know, way of viewing things and how we can try to better ourselves and expand our own perspectives, right? Because how we view things is not how the world actually works. It's just our perception of it. So why not try to understand as much as possible so that you can have a better understanding and a better perspective and a better perception of the world and itself? So a little bit about myself, and this episode will be probably a lot shorter than my normal episodes, but a little bit myself. I'm a single father. I'm just now in my 40s. I just turned 40 last year. So I have three children that currently are ages 10, 13, and 15. And currently going through a custody battle. Been through quite a bit in my life, ranging from being in the military to being a grave digger to being a mechanic to a salesperson of different industries. I've worked with people in coaching situations where I've assisted them in providing perspective and an outside, unbiased, you know, opinion on what I would do in that situation. And nothing I say, nothing I do, I'm not certified, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a therapist, I'm not even certified as a life coach. You don't necessarily need to be certified to be a life coach. It helps for some people's own comfort, I guess, if they're going to hire myself, if I was certified as a life coach. But to me, my experience and the things that I've been through and the things that I've heard and the people watching that I've done, learning body language and mannerisms has been a major player in my understanding of how a lot of things work and how things could be, should be, would be. And the ultimate goal behind everything that I do is to impact as many people in a positive way, coming from one of my hoodies right here, and helping them realize that life can be so much better if we just put our mind to it. And behind just thinking about it being better, we have to actually take action. And a lot of the stuff that I discuss here in these episodes will be things that I'm ultimately saying for myself, because I'm a normal human being. I make mistakes. I will screw up, right? I'm not perfect. Nobody is perfect. You know, the idea of perfection is unreal. Like there's no such thing as perfection, right? So, and that's a whole nother topic. But in this case, if there's no such thing as perfection, then there's no such thing as imperfection. We just are, right? So, I just want to try to help people realize life can be better. I want them to believe in themselves, to have self-value, self-worth, self-respect, self-love. Because a lot of it stems from us and our internal core beliefs of who we are as individuals. A lot of people don't know who they are. They'll tell you that their name, they'll tell you, you know, what they've been through and stuff like that, but they don't know at their core who they are or what they stand for. A lot of people will change what they believe in depending on who they're around, because they don't want to be chastised, they don't want to be judged, you know, improperly. You know, they want people to like them. So a lot of things that we do is manipulation. You know, that's a whole nother topic as well. people pleasing and all that stuff. So again, this episode is not going to be a super long in-depth one. Over all the episodes, I'll dive deeper into myself, into who I am. I go live on TikTok, you know, as frequently as I can, and that's going to be happening more and more often. And I will say that more scheduled as well. At least once or twice a week, I'll be going live on TikTok. I plan on having YouTube. I'll be going live on YouTube. I already have Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, all the social medias. I have an email address in my link tree that you can find if you have any questions or if you're interested in having me read your email and provide, you know, an opinion or my perspective based on situations that you're going through. And I can use them in an episode if you're open to it. So feel free to reach out to me. The email is vulnerableperspective@gmail.com. My contact information, that's the best way to get a hold of me, but you can also reach me through my other social media platforms, Vulnerable Perspective on TikTok, just my name on Instagram and on Facebook as well. So so for now, I want to thank you for jumping in and for listening. Again, this is a very short episode. It's only a handful of minutes long, but I really want to get into the meat and potatoes of everything else that I would like to discuss. And I want to welcome you to the journey, and I want to let you know that you're going to see me being real and raw and vulnerable. And if there's anything that I say that you take offense to, know that nothing I ever do or say is meant with malicious and vindictive intent. I always provide my perspective. I'll never tell anybody this is what you have to do, like they have no choice, like it's the only option, because that's just my perspective and there's always other choices. But my goal is to help people realize a better quality of life, to find peace, and while they find peace, to then find happiness in whatever they do, whether it's to stay in a relationship, end a relationship, to work on themselves, to find a different job, to try to see things differently on from the political aisles to religion, whatever the case is. So thank you again for coming along with this journey. I greatly appreciate it. And as we go along, these will improve. The quality will get better. The audio, the setup, everything will become better and better as I move along and grow this. So thanks again. Y'all have a great one.